Therefore, there is a need to study the Vedic experience again. When they said the situation can be changed, had they really changed the situation? If they had changed the situation, why this present situation is still continuing? That means they were not able to change, although they claimed they had changed the situation. But the situation was not really changed. So in the process of evaluation of the past, we can say something was still missing even in the Vedic experience. They made many experiments and they proposed that we can change the situation. We can change the human nature. And it was tremendous, in fact, that treasure is tremendous. But from the point of view of what is to be done, actually, to really change the situation, Sri Aurobindo says here, there is still much to be done. And this is also the statement from the Veda itself. The Vedic rishis were great scientists. They never claimed more than what they really did. They themselves said, in towards the end of the Vedic rishas, we find a very important statement that as we rise higher and higher, newer peaks reveal themselves before us, which are still to be attained. There is still much to be accomplished. So it means the Veda itself recognized that the victory was not a complete victory. There was a great victory, but that victory which you can call complete victory, by which you can really change the situation, the world order can be changed. Bhuryaspashtam kartvam. Bhuri means a lot. Spashtam means clarified. Kartvam means needed to be done. Lot of clarification still needs to be done. This is from the Veda itself. Now, what is that to be done? And by what the real situation can be changed. Now, as I had said, Veda itself said that if you really want to change, you have to enter into the truth plane. Satyam Ritam Brihat. You have to cross the physical plane, the vital plane, the mental plane, and enter into the truth plane. And they try to bring the truth plane on the lower planes. There much was done, but still something was still to be done more. It is to that Sri Aurobindo addresses himself. That which has still to be done is to bring the truth plane not only in the individual life, but on the collective plane. In the world order, not only to reach the supermind, which was already reached by the Vedic rishis, the truth plane is the supermind, but to bring that supermind on the lower planes until the physical plane itself is changed. Now, this was the real experiment that Sri Aurobindo did and accomplished it and said, this can be done. This is what Sri Aurobindo says, the spiritual man has come, but not the supramental being. To reach the supermind is one thing, but to bring supramental being here That is why the process that Sri Aurobindo has proposed is the process of ascent and descent. You rise up to the highest levels of consciousness, up to the supermind. And then bring down the supermind on the physical plane. Now this process includes the positive sides of other experiences also. The escape from a situation as a temporary phase, it can be prescribed. You can come out from the for the present moment to escape from the situation, if that is very necessary, but not with the idea of completely escaping altogether and forever. As a temporary phase, in any case, to be able to witness a situation, to control the situation, to master the situation, these processes which are a part of escape are also the parts of this process. This capacity in any case you must achieve. But then you have to supplement it by capacity to come back on the situations. Rise above the mind into the supermind, and then constantly work on the situation to bring supramental knowledge on the physical. So this is how, now if you read the first paragraph again, we shall see what Sri Aurobindo says is that if the aim was only to return from ignorance and from situations of ignorance and to realize the inner self, then that work has been done already. The path has been found out how to do it. If it is only to change to some extent the world, that work also has to be done. But if the task that is to be done is to completely change the situation of the world, then that work has still not been done. That is still to be done. We shall read again this first paragraph. If it is the sole intention of nature in the evolution of the spiritual man to awaken him to the Supreme Reality and release him from herself or from the ignorance in which she as the power of the eternal has masked herself by a departure into a higher status of being elsewhere, if this step in the evolution is a close and an exit, then in the essence her work has been already accomplished and there is nothing more to be done. The ways have been built, the capacity to follow them has been developed. The goal or last height of the creation is manifest. All that is left is for each soul to reach individually the right stage and turn of its development, enter into the spiritual ways and pass by its own chosen path out of this inferior existence. But we have supposed that there is a farther intention, not only a revelation of the spirit, but a radical and integral transformation of nature. There is a will in her to effectuate a true manifestation of the embodied life of the spirit, to complete what she has begun by a passage from the ignorance to the knowledge, to throw off her mask and to reveal herself as a luminous consciousness force carrying in her the eternal existence and its universal delight of being, it then becomes obvious that there is something not yet accomplished. There becomes clear to view the much that is still to be done. Vuryaspashtakartvam. There is a height still to be reached, a wideness still to be covered by the eye of vision, the wing of the will, the self-affirmation of the spirit in the material universe. What the evolutionary power has done is to make a few individuals aware of their souls, conscious of their selves, aware of the eternal being that they are, to put them into communion with the divinity or the reality which is concealed by our appearances. A certain change of nature prepares, accompanies or follows upon this illumination, but it is not the complete and radical change which establishes a secure and settled new principle, a new creation, a permanent new order of being in the field of terrestrial nature. The spiritual man has evolved, but not the supramental being who shall thenceforward be the leader of that nature. I think it's clear now, no? We shall stop here today, huh?